Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday happy hour. It's going to be a whopper, Dom.
Happy Wednesday, man. Are you hungry? You keep talking about whoppers. Evan, our fair audience, happy, happy days. We're halfway there.
No, I snuck off to lunch today with Todd Alba, Civic Media's own. He does the morning show in many of the Western outlets. But Todd and I went to lunch at the Italian joint. We used to frequent.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Came to town occasionally. You know, Dom, I know you're a guy that likes to go to concerts. You talk about your musical taste, as bad as I may find it. But, you know, we have some overlapping musical taste.
You can't have sex, drugs, and rock and roll without the rock and roll, Crudy.
Buddy, Red Hot Chili Peppers, a couple of my favorite lifetime concerts. You were there. And it was probably at Red Hot Chili Peppers. We've had some great times. And I've also had some overpriced events that you've dragged me along to.
Yes.
I remember years and years and years ago. And when we were in our 20s and we were both doing pretty good professionally, let's just say, you know, we'd get a limousine.
Before radio.
Before radio. Far before my marriage even. We'd go celebrate with some, you know, excesses. We'd get a limousine, we'd party like rock stars, and we'd usually do something centered around some big band at Summerfest, right? And one year, you said, Crudy, we're going to have a hell of a time. I got tickets for you. How much? $250 a seat. What? No. We're going to have a great time. At Bon Jovi. Now, we had done some other concerts. I mean, we did Eddie Vedder up close and personal, Pearl Jam. We did Tom Petty from the fourth row sitting behind Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, we'd had some great, fun concerts. Not always like rock and roll, hard, crazy stuff, but we'd had some great concerts. But then you invited me to Bon Jovi. And as I mentioned before, I was single at the time. And, you know, you wanted me to help you get rid of some tickets. You'd gotten stuck with like a pocket full of Bon Jovi tickets. And these were expensive from a broker, like $250 a piece.
Back then.
And nobody was coming clamoring for the $250 fourth row Bon Jovi tickets. So finally, in deference, your single then many years ago, 20 plus years ago, friend Crudy, he said, hey, Crudy, I did you a favor. I gave our tickets, you know, the spares, to a couple of pretty girls. It was great for like the first act.
Yeah.
We had these pretty blonde girls over on my right. Dom seemed like you were having a good time, even though you were married at the time. But whatever. These pretty girls are partying and dancing. We're up close. We're personal. And they take a little show break, an intermission, I guess you'd call it, Dom. And the pretty girls wandered off to get beers or something, and they never came back. Because the pretty girls, next time I saw them, they were dancing on the wing of the stage up by John Bon Jovi.
They got on stage.
They were apparently noticed by someone in the band. Maybe it was Richie Sambora. Who knows?
Who knows? You didn't get called up to the stage, though, Crudy. No.
I just remember, though, you know, bemoaning, not just the fact, where'd the pretty girls go, but also the expenditure, $250 for Bon Jovi.
Oh man, you spend more money on that than dumber things than that.
Here is what. Why? And you know, your birthday falls on Wednesday this year. You and Donald Trump share a birthday. I've already looked forward to your birthday, didn't I? I already planned an activity. Weezer coming to Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Bree Stevens, which is, I mean, they used to have the Fighting Pop Fest there at least a couple years. They got the soccer, Forward Madison Soccer. They got some, you know, concerts and stuff there.
It's a venue. They do things.
But on Wednesday, June 14th, Dom's 50th birthday, they got a Weezer concert. And I sent you I sent you the first tickets I had seen, you know, pre-sales or something. Someone, the book, they're not bookies. What are they? Ticket brokers.
Ticket brokers, right.
Air quotes, the brokers.
Bookie. Lock of the week.
Feels like a bookie. Because they haven't even started selling the tickets yet, and the brokers have already got access to Weezer tickets for $158 a piece, general admission. You know, like grass seats now.
I know, it seems a little, I've seen Weezer a few times, and I've never paid that much for a Weezer ticket.
I actually dragged you to a Weezer concert. It was in that same sort of rock and roll, live it up in the summers at Summerfest sort of time frame. We saw No Doubt, and Weezer opened up.
Yeah.
And okay. It was like going to a Viking game in Minneapolis, where, you know, like the whole grass seats were the Weezer fans in the back, and the whole front were like the No Doubt fans.
Right.
And we seemed a little age inappropriate for any part of that crowd. But I had a hell of a time. But the Weezer really got me going more than the
other. They're fun.
But our friend John Nichols, a fine guest way back in hour one. If you missed him, find us at the civicmedia.us. And we got the podcast up under the Devil's Advocates Radio Show page. Or go to the darnwi.com, Devil's Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin.
There's so many ways, man.
Still works. I'm waiting for Tom to call in for the, you know, domandcrew.coms and other variants that Tom picked up through the years for us. But here's why I bring up these overpriced events you've dragged me to. Ticketmaster presents Bernie Sanders, the anti-capitalist, at $273 a ticket.
Woo!
Bernie Sanders has got the book tour going on. He's written a new book, Dom. And apparently the Bernie Sanders fans are not thrilled. If you want to go see Bernie, you know, if you want to go to the book signing, you're going to be out some approaching $300. Senator Bernie Sanders isn't all that angry with capitalism. I mean, this is some of the worst coverage I've ever seen for Bernie Sanders, except after he won the state of Wisconsin back in 2016. And for a moment there, it seemed like Bernie could beat Hillary Clinton. And remember what happened that very next day? The Washington Post rolled out 16 anti-Bernie Sanders columns and stories in a single news cycle.
And just lambasted them.
Just tried to crush the guy. After that unsuspected, well, no one saw Bernie winning by double digits until he appeared on the Devil's Advocates that day.
Yeah.
But anyways, Bernie now on a book tour. They claim, raw story, and I'm a little torn here because I like raw story, Dom. He's fully embracing it. Capitalism, that is, these days, actually, which may be increasingly evident to those who paid up to $273.56 to see him discuss his new book, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism, here in the nation's capital Wednesday night. An avowed democratic socialist, Sanders has simultaneously berated 1%ers, America's wealthiest people, while Ticketmaster charged fans at least $95 a ticket to see the octogenarian and two-time presidential candidate promote his book for Crown Publishing. But that's not half the story, Dom, according to this. Bernie event ticket prices, which are subject to Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing, that must be like surge pricing, Dom, have soared and stung many of his own followers, those who aren't millionaires like him. What are you doing, Ross Story? They like in parentheses, those who aren't millionaires like him.
Well, and they do have a hot link to a New York Times article talking about Bernie Sanders and his taxes.
Especially through service fees. Ticketmaster service fees alone have, in some cases, exceeded the price of two hardcover copies of Sanders' book, currently selling at $17.80 each on Amazon. That's actually a pretty good value. A couple of the Trump book, the Maggie Haberman tome Like that thick? I'm holding my fingers quite far apart, but that book was like $40, dude. Bernie's book of value at $17.80 on Amazon. Although I also would take issue with him selling it on Amazon. The senator from Vermont seems
Do you buy anything on Amazon?
Me? Do I?
Yes.
The only thing I've ever bought on Amazon, radio parts.
Okay, so yes, the answer is yes. Buy things on Amazon.
I mostly mean, I get it, man.
Ron
in Florida used to make me buy stuff from Amazon.
We also read the Washington Post. I have an iPhone. I mean, we make all sorts of decisions. So what are you talking
about? The Washington Post is good journalism. Amazon is a dominant, monstrous corporation.
It's also owned by the same. Right, come on, man. You have a problem with Amazon? You got a problem with Amazon owner owning Washington Post?
It's not the ownership. It's not that Jeff Bezos has greatly enriched himself, man. I've never wanted to be a billionaire, Dom, but apparently Jeff Bezos did many times over. It's not the billionaire nature. It's the monopoly that crushes Main Street, Wisconsin, Main Street America. That's what's changed in this country. It's much harder to be a Main Street corporation between Amazon, dude. I mean, first it was the mall, and then it was Walmart. Now it's Amazon. It's just damn hard.
So there's always big players in every industry and every business ever since ever.
Well, they're certainly
is what you're telling me, and this
monopolistic,
is news?
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you can order things from other people, right? I mean, Amazon is not the only company that offers online goods. You could find the good and actually go to the source itself and buy it from them half the time.
And
I can buy Nikes. I can buy Nikes directly from Nike.
And Amazon will undersell you if you're a small vendor. I mean, Nike's a pretty big corporation in their own regard. Phil Knight's got it going on over there. But if you're a small mom and pop and you're trying to be a fair vendor that sells your widget, well, be careful. Because if Amazon feels like they can manufacture your widget cheaper, they'll replace you. Weezer, see, it ain't so, Dom.
It ain't so, Curdy.
$275 for a Bernie Sanders ticket?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that.
Ticketmaster, is Bernie responsible? The greater question, should Bernie bear responsibility if he's on a book tour and he's taking our buddy John Nichols with? And Ticketmaster sticking service fees, $55 on the Bernie tickets? That ain't so. Say it ain't so, Bernie. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-96-PARTY.
The little guy is trying to figure out how to pay for college costs.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, to my memory, and it gets a little blurry sometimes, this, I believe, Foo Fighters opening up for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Alpine Valley, best concert I ever attended.
That was Summerfest Grounds.
Well,
that
I told you it got blurry, right?
Yeah, that was that lightning storm. It was a freaking great concert.
It was a great concert. We had great seats, and Dave Grohl's walked out on the seats to, like, stand above us on the Megatron.
He sat on my ex's seat. Yeah, literally took her seat and was playing guitar, like, right there. We could have grabbed it out of his hands. But we were rocking out, man. It was so much fun.
That was the most memorable concert, although the venue apparently a little blurry to me. But
it's like a small Alpine Valley, you know?
But I don't remember being robbed on the ticket prices, Tom. Certainly not by my hero, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, it's not him, Crudy. It's the publisher.
Is it the publisher?
That's what he said. Here's a little bit more. Talk to the publisher. Sanders is not in control of his D.C. book bash. That is, if you ask Bernie Sanders. It's not my event, Sanders told Raw Story of tonight's event, part of his conversation with Bernie Sanders' book tour. It's the publisher's event. Don't go to me, not a penny. Talk to the publisher. That publisher is Penguin Random House, an industry giant that is contracted with roughly one-third of U.S. senators. More about that in a moment, according to the author at Raw Story. Ticketmaster Sanders' colleagues scourge Democrats and Republicans alike. Many have decried the monopolistic tendencies, as like Crudy has, of the ticketing giant, and they've made it one of their top investigative and legislative priorities. Just a few weeks back, senators grilled Live Nation Entertainment's president and CFO, Joe Berchtold, over dynamic pricing, the very pricing models fueling Sanders' book tour. Dynamic pricing acts as a stock ticker of sorts, but for tickets. Prices are supposed to fluctuate based on real-time supply, fine print of only the tickets they release, and demand. So it's not all the tickets. If you release, you know, little bits at a time, they can, what, make more money, I guess. Ticketmaster was forced to testify after Taylor Swift's tour turned inside out when dynamically priced tickets soared as high as $28,000, which the concert conglomerate blamed on bots. Bernie Sanders is no T-Swift, but the 81-year-old, who suffered a heart attack during his 2020 White House bid, I don't know why that's relevant, is an elected public official. More so, he's made a name for himself ripping the Washington establishment, especially politicians who cash in on their service. It's illegal for sitting senators such as Sanders to receive direct payment for speeches, but insiders included, including their favorite publicists and promoters, know an open secret. Lawmakers can be paid a hefty book advance before embarking on a, quote, free book tour. That's still the case, even when the book tour relies on the world's largest live entertainment ticketing and e-commerce company, selling out 1,400 and 3,200-seat venues. While promoting the senator's anti-capitalism book, Sanders' partners at Penguin Random House and Ticketmaster through it have been given license to use the senator's name to charge his most loyal fans for a $55 service fee here or a $37 fee there. That's their business model. It's known. It's also possibly why Sanders continues to distance himself from the very deals he struck, contracts he signed, and events he's headlining. I am not selling anything, Sanders told Raw Story when asked about the rollout of It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism in early February. Talk to the publisher about that. I had nothing to do with that, Sanders said. You haven't talked to the publisher? Raw Story asked. I haven't talked with him, Sanders replied. Publisher makes those decisions. Are you worried about using Ticketmaster? That's a decision that the publisher made and bookstores made, Sanders said. I don't make any money out of it. I was not involved in that decision. Where does that money go? Asked Raw Story. That's a good question. Ask the publisher. It sounds to me, Curdy, like some people are a little bit angry about capitalism. Are you one of them?
Raw Story certainly seems to be. Why are they burning my boy Bernie like this?
Whatever. Let's address the issue. I mean, I certainly there's
okay, what is question. The issue per se?
Well, you brought it up. I'm assuming you think it's outrageous for Bernie Sanders, who is, you know, the socialist capitalist guy, to what? Engage in a payout that would charge this kind of numbers to go see him.
I think it's bad juju for my Democratic Socialist buddy Bernie Sanders to allow Ticketmaster to insert fees between the consumer and the event that he is apparently representing. Of course, he is there at the behest of his book publisher. I don't think Bernie Sanders probably made any of the arrangements, right?
Right. That's what Bernie says.
And I believe him. I mean, I do believe him. But it's also a convenient excuse, and, you know, I would expect a little more from a conscientious guy like Bernie Sanders. Once it's brought to your attention, shouldn't you stand up against it? I mean, didn't Pearl Jam, speaking of Pearl Jam, I mentioned Pearl Jam, went to Pearl Jam, stood too close to the big tower speakers, got a big headache at Pearl Jam, but mostly because Eddie Vedder sang his ass off. But didn't they have a big issue? They didn't want to distribute their tickets through Ticketmaster.
Yeah, people still have an issue, obviously, with Ticketmaster.
Yeah, especially the Taylor Swifties like yourself, Dom.
Well, I mean, I bought last tickets I bought through Ticketmaster. Click, click, click. I mean, okay, not a fan, but I wanted tickets, so I went and got tickets. You know, should I abstain from going to go see Janet Jackson in May with Steph? I don't know where I got. Could I go walk down and hit a button somewhere else, go to the box office? Can that happen? I don't know. I didn't even bother because click, 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 and now it's in my phone. It's an e-ticket. I can swipe it and go. It's cool.
You've never been to a box office, have you, Dom?
Sure, like, man. I mean, come on, man.
I used to
have to wait in line at like Sears to buy tickets to go see Def Leppard in Green Bay back in the day, man. Yeah, I've been to a box office here or there, man. What are you talking about?
You don't strike me as a camp out all night and wait for tickets for Def Leppard at the Resch Center.
No. If I want to go bad enough and I can't, you know, just get them easily, then you go to the ticket broker and you pay the price. But that's capitalism. And you can engage in it or you cannot engage in it. Well, and I would say if you have a problem with capitalism, maybe you should buy a $17.80 book and you know, figure it out.
Easy for you to say. You're a grown-ass man now. You got, you know, gainful employment, the windfall that is talk radio here on the Devil's Advocate, Steph. You got the big bucks for Janet Jackson and Dave Grohl's and who else? You've seen lots of them.
I think Ludacris, is that who's opening? Yeah, someone's coming with Janet. It's going to be a great show. I've never seen Janet Jackson.
Ludacris. I've never seen Ludacris, except for you.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happier Wednesday happy hour. The most overpriced tickets I ever got suckered into by a friend, third best friend at least, Dominic. Bon Jovi tickets.
Yeah, if you're worried about that, man, you know, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is coming to Milwaukee in hell, just a couple of days. Crudy, you can get tickets for, I think the cheapest ones I'm seeing on Ticketmaster right now, like $163, top row behind the stage. But if you want to sit, you know, in the front, if you want to get something close, tickets right now on Ticketmaster going for like $1,500 per ticket.
How much?
$1,500. Oh, here's one seat left in the front row. Looks like $2,300 plus fees.
Do you think he'd invite me on stage like Courtney Cox?
That's a verified resale. So there's some other ones. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Not going to go see Bruce. Wish I would have saw him last time he came around, but whatever. Not going. I am not engaging in capitalism. I'm not buying the tickets. I'm not going. But that's my choice. And if you can get $1,500 a ticket, $2,300, hell, if you're just a resale, if you're a ticket broker, you take the ticket, you buy the ticket, you sell the ticket for more than you bought it for, you are now a ticket broker, you're making money. Yeah, so what? I mean, that's what people do.
844-967-2789. I'm not talking about resale. I'm talking Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders dropping tickets at $275 a pop. Although, truth be known, you could get the cheap seats for like $95, apparently, at the event in D.C. last night.
Yeah, but Bernie's not doing that, right? That's the people that are controlling the situation.
I don't know who's selling the tickets.
Well, okay, but you discount that. But if your concern is about Bernie, I mean, Bernie Sanders is already a millionaire, right? I mean, he's 81 years old. He's been steadily working his whole life. I don't blame the guy for that, right? He's already written at least one. So what's that?
Some do. Some
do?
Yes, if he's not a monk living in destitution, he's a hypocrite.
Everyone's got their level, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's subjective, and you can criticize if you want. But it's also, the message that matters as well. As his book says, it's okay to be angry at capitalism, Crudy. Sounds like some people are.
Bernie's got three suits, four ties, zero combs. 844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis, listing on AM 950, I suspect. Welcome, Matt. What do you got
for Matt.
Us?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good,
thank you.
Okay. I'm dating myself, but I remember when I was in junior high school and the Rolling Stones were going to play in 1972, they were doing the Exile on Main Street tour, right? And so then we had to line up at the Denver Coliseum to buy tickets. And that was a party, man. I'm telling you, freedom was going all, you know, and all that rot, you know. So this is what it should be like. They should just have a ticket where people line up on the streets, you know, spend the night, and you know, they had portable toilets out of side of the Denver Coliseum. We bought, they only made two tickets per sale apiece. Tickets were $6. We got into the second row of the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
With Stevie Wonder opening.
What?
Stevie Wonder, when he did Superstition opening, okay? Dig that, brother. And we had as much fun standing out line, smoking freedom, and waiting for tickets. And then also, too, 1973, the Alice Cooper Billion Dollar Babies tour was, they had Julie J's Record Shack, and we were out there and lined up, and Julie J, the owner of the record store, bought tons of pizza for everybody waiting in line, and we got front row lines at $7 a ticket. So what do you think about that, you know? I mean, what do you think about that?
I think that is the way it should be. I think if you are truly a fan and you're willing to brave the elements or the party or whatever it takes, right? Go get in line, go stay up all night, go have the party. Because that's part of the experience as well.
Well, that can be part of the experience. The other part of an experience is, you know, convenience. And
being rich
I'm
and paying
years
the
old
price.
And I don't want to be laying on the concrete, you know, getting a ticket.
Then now, you do don't like get the no $6 damn good tickets.
I do like the $6 and $7 tickets, and I do like the bands. But, you know, the Stones came around to Milwaukee a couple of years ago, and they were not $7 tickets, Matt.
I know, brother, but you know what I mean? That's the way it should be. You should have people out there, you know, and then maybe, you know, coffee and donuts and blah, blah, woof, woof. What do you guys think about that?
Here's the man, I'm going to transfer this to sports. I'm kind of a homer. I've even gone up to Minneapolis for a number of football games. You know, your tickets are more expensive there than the Badger tickets are. But here's what I would say. When you go to a Badger basketball game, they, I believe tomorrow night's senior night, last home game of the season, they play against number 5 Purdue. But when you go there, it's alumni's in the good seats, you know, rich guys, people that can afford the seat licensing and the fees. I mean, and often they show up late, they leave a little early, want to beat the rush and all that kind of stuff. So those that have the best seats are the least enthusiastic fans at the game. You know, the court sides, the
right.
ones. And I'm not saying that's universally the case, but that's always bothered me. You know what? Who wants the rich people in the front 25 rows at the Bruce Springsteen concert? Give me the kids. Give me those, you know, those. Well, it's probably not
come
kids
on, man.
Going to a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Drake is a really big Raptors fan, and he comes off the side, and he's got court size. Is that what you're suggesting? Because I think that's pretty rude, man.
Well, no. I mean, I'm saying that you could have as much fun partying to buy the tickets, you know, in
no
person.
Doubt. Yeah,
than-
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Then you do at the concert.
Yeah, totally, man. I mean,
let me, as much
as a journey as it is a destination, Matt. I got you, man.
Matt, let me ask you a more important question. If I can convince Dom to go on the road and come up to Minneapolis and we throw a little bar event party, would you show up, Matt? Would you stand in line? Would you do the party to get tickets to a live Devil's Advocate show?
No. You're going to hire my band to play at that event.
Matt, what instrument do you play in the band?
Oh, I'm the drummer and singer in the 60s psychedelic band, the Mod Garage, baby.
The Mod Garage. You're going to have to send us a sample tape.
From Blue Cheer to the Count Five, everything. And then also I got a Dio band that is called Black Rainbow, where we do all Dio stuff.
Well, I'm less interested in
well,
the Dio.
Hang on. Matt, I got to
send us an 8-track, Matt.
Real quick, are you on, Matt, are you on Spotify? Is Mod Garage on Spotify?
No, we're on Facebook.
You're on Facebook. You have no tunes on Spotify?
Yeah,
we can't find you there?
The whole psychedelic acid trip right there.
All right. We'll check it out. Mod Garage. Thanks for the call,
now,
man.
Now, I might wait in line for tickets to Mod Garage, Tom. You know, we have not been to Minneapolis. We have done our fans a disservice the whole pandemic.
Since COVID, man. COVID broke right after
Super
we were up
Tuesday
there.
Tuesday in Minneapolis. Yeah. And the next thing you know, I haven't been back to, well, I guess I've been there once since. Football game, I think.
We have not had a broadcast since before COVID up in Minneapolis.
We need to go on the road again, Dom. You know, I may sneak out of town tomorrow, hit the road, go up to God's country. You know, got to get ready. Going to have some new affiliates up.
Going to get on the road, man. That costs money, man. It costs money to be on the road. Look at Bernie Sanders, man. 80-some-year-old something going on the road. You can't blame the guy for getting paid. I mean, Bernie doesn't need to go on the road, man.
When we go do a live event, and I might take Gilbert Brown from yesterday and we'll invite John Nichols and you know, actually, an event, and it's free, best price ever, free. Wisconsin Grassroots Network, I should start telling people. March 18th, Saturday, March 18th at Wisconsin Heights High School. That's Western Dane County. It's not just me. It's going to be Morning Cannolis. Jim Santel is going to broadcast 9 to 11 live. You can listen. Our buddy Earl Ingram's going to be there. He's going to do his show at a rare Saturday 11 to 12 venue. And we'll play it out across the Civic Media Network. But, Dom, you know what you'll miss if you don't attend?
What's that?
Crudy giving the keynote.
You, Crudy?
Well, typically, if you know, look at the order of the bands,
yeah.
Normally the you know, the headliner goes last. But in this rare instance, they flipped the thing and had the headliner go first, in my case. No, I'm going first. I'm setting up better acts.
Is that what it is? Who is there like a poster, you know, something we can look at? And is your name on the top or is it on the bottom?
Well, in order of appearance, it should be on the top, yeah. Right? No, there are some better people to meet. John Nichols, our earlier guest, he'll be there. Alan Minsky from the Democrat, what is it? Democratic Socialist of America. Alan Minsky, I had a nice chat with him recently. He's got a radio background, Dom. I bet he's been to a few good concerts as well. Probably wouldn't overpay like your limousine liberal ass would.
Oh, come on, man. Really? So if your beloved Badgers, you know, went to the Rose Bowl, would you go? Would you pay the tickets?
I've not been to the Rose Bowl.
Okay, would you go? Now you're a little bit older, maybe a little more resourced than you were when you were, you know, broke-ass college kid. I mean, it's a matter of priorities, right? I mean, you can decide what you want to spend if you're lucky to have any money left over. You know, so people prioritize in different ways, man. And there's no right or wrong way necessarily. So if you're into the basketball, great. If you're into the concerts, great. If you want to go on a book tour and get paid, I mean, if I could write a book.
I do. Yeah, I do want to go on a book tour.
Well, you got to write a book first.
Can I dictate a book?
Are you engaging in capitalism then, Crudy? I mean, come on.
Well, you know I'm a capitalist.
Well, so what's the criticism of Bernie Sanders?
I don't have a particular criticism of Bernie making some money, selling a book, as long as he's honoring the ethical rules of the U.S. Senate. Obviously,
sure,
he's
right.
Got a public office. My only problem with Bernie Sanders is guilt by association. It's Ticketmaster. It's allowing, and I realize deflecting and deferring that off to the publisher.
Yeah.
But
we all have that. We're all, you know, Kevin Bacon some degrees away from that. I mean, my iPhone is made by what? Where'd my iPhone come from? What wasn't made here?
Foxconn,
right? My Mac, right? That wasn't made here. That's a Foxconn. That's a Chinese, man. We got a whole committee right now telling everybody, Mike Gallagher, from, you know, heading that committee for right here in Wisconsin, telling everybody how terrible the Chinese are. That's the new thing. So, I mean, there's always something. You buy something. Oh, I don't use Amazon, but I just buy some radio parts occasionally. Well, okay. Oh, yeah, petrochemicals are terrible, but I still got to gas my car up, man. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But we these things, it's a matter of degree. You can't not do one. Because then you're never going to do it. You're going to make your own food. You're going to, you know, burn your own, find your own fuel, source your own house, build your own house. I mean, come on, man. That is not practical. So to take the criticism to the nth degree, every one of us in some way are utilizing some sort of vendor system, country, product, whatever, that you probably are against in some way, shape, or form. But in some regards, that's the nice thing about capitalism, is because it brings all sorts of people together to try to supply what is demanded.
So you're saying you sleep just fine at night on your My Pillow?
No, I don't. I don't have one of those.
I bet you do, because
if you found
it comfortable and you wanted that great night's sleep, and those ads, they can be very affecting, Dad.
Well, yeah, they can be very effective. It's not red or white, red or blue. It's green. That's what Murdoch said.
Well, that's what he and Bernie Sanders and Ticketmaster, well, they might have that in common, Tom.
How those Dan Kelly Peck ads doing?
I don't know. They quit sending us Dan Kelly Peck ads. Now we're cashing the Janet Protasiewicz for Justice checks. Come back, more Devils.
Why are we not funding this?
Mike, that's a very good question.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I would not pay more than, let's call it, $27 to see Bernie Sanders speak or to read a Bernie Sanders book. I would buy the book because I would have something tangible.
Okay, but what is it about your level of $27 that makes it right? I mean, someone might not pay more than $10 to see Bernie Sanders. Some people would only go if it's free. Some people would never go even if it is free. So, okay, great. You put a limit on yourself.
I would suspect that $27 is more approachable than $275.
Yes,
like, but 10 much, times more approachable.
Yeah, but $2.70 is 10 times, you know, 27 is more, 10 times $2.70.
Don't hurt yourself doing math on the radio.
What's your point?
I think that $27 would be a reasonable appearance fee.
Well, I get
that. Ticketmaster is sticking more than $55 on the individual ticket prices. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. Don't buy the tickets then. See, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. You don't like Mike Lindell, then don't buy his pillows. You don't like Ticketmaster jacking folks, then don't buy the tickets.
Bernie Sanders. I want to see.
Well, you can go buy the book, man. You can go to your local bookstore. Call up your local bookstore, the little ones. There's still ones around, right? I got one over here on Downer. There's local bookstores. Call your local bookstore, say you got the Bernie Sanders book. Walk down there, get your ass down there, buy the book, support your local business, support Bernie Sanders, avoid the whole thing. I mean, you can do those things. So, you know, what's the problem?
Well, as you well know, Dom, and you've probably asked, Bon Jovi's not going to play your block party. Bernie Sanders ain't coming by the local bookstore, the mom and popper, you know, because there's a great demand for the man. It's just unfortunate it can't, you know, be a compromise, not including Ticketmaster. Dom, before we get to the phones, and there's still time, 844-967-2789. Florida. Guess what they're doing in Florida these days? Going to Florida next week.
I did see a headline, though I'm not clear, that they're trying to get rid of the Democratic Party?
They are trying to literally eliminate the Democratic Party in the state of Florida.
Legislatively.
A bill filed today called the Ultimate Cancel Act, SB 1248, sponsored by State Senator Blasey Ignoramus, something like that, a Republican, go figure, would cancel the filing of any political party that supported slavery during the Civil War. See what they've done there? Here's what Ignoramus, Senator Ignola, said. The Democratic Party adopted a pro-slavery stance in their party platforms, and this bill says that if you've done that in the past, then the Secretary of State shall decertify and get rid of that party. You, the Florida Republicans, literally are down for reinstituting the, you know, let's just say they'd be just fine with the, what's it, pre-Civil War antebellum?
Well, I'm not clear that anybody in Florida knows about the Democratic Party from back in the day and how it eventually switched with the Republicans and the Southern Strategy, because they probably don't teach that in their schools.
It would be interesting to find out if those voters who are now decertified chose to go back to the party now that they know they were the party that was advocating for the issue of slavery. What did we see when Donald Trump came to Waukesha, Wisconsin recently, Dom? Back in the fall, he was campaigning on behalf of Tim Michaels. And one of the guys said, you know, the Republican Party, born in Ripon, Wisconsin. I've been to the Little White Schoolhouse. Took a little selfie. Cop watched me kind of close. But the guy said that day, the Republican Party is dead. Trump killed it the day he came down the gilded stairwell. Escalator. Well, I would point out, the Republican Party is the party of racial discrimination for the most part. I mean, I see the twisted takes on reverse racism against white people that they espouse occasionally on Tucker.
I mean, when are rich white people going to catch a break? You know what I mean?
But to try and, what, cancel an entire political party? To try and make a point? So all the voters and all the candidates would be effectively without a country. Shockingly, Dom, the proposal is drawing widespread criticism from Democrats. like the Florida Democratic Party chair, the new one that said, shame on the Republican Party for initiating legislation of this magnitude. This is what a dictator does. Pretty close. It is a complete and absolute abuse, and it's unconstitutional. This bill will go nowhere. It is meritless. It deserves zero airtime. And frankly, it's a distraction from the Republicans' failed policies that, according to the Florida House Minority Leader, Ventress Driscoll. And when asked if they thought the bill would get any traction in the upcoming session, Ignolia said, I guess we're going to see, aren't we? I guess we're going to see, Dom. We'll see.
I mean, good luck. That's what you get. You vote for Republicans. This is governance. This is, you know, providing for the general welfare of its citizens. This is self-governance. Trying to, what, do some jackassery to get a because he knows it's not going to pass. What he wants is to somehow get a vote so he can say, hey, look, the Dems voted to support slavery.
Well, a little more than that, here's an additional quote from Ignoramus or Ignolia. Florida Democrats are lucky. I'm not asking them to return all the political contributions they got in past years for their Jefferson Jackson dinners. Since they want to cancel everything, they were raising money based upon two people that, by their own admission, should have been canceled. Very fair and balanced.
Well, I wonder what this gentleman feels about reparations to African Americans then. If he's going to go all out there then like that, let's address that in this legislation.
Presenting a bill that would disenfranchise 5 million voters is both unconstitutional and unserious. Under Ron DeSantis, Senator Ignoramus is using his office to push bills that are nothing more than publicity stunts instead of focusing on the issues that matter most to Floridians, such as reforming property insurance, addressing housing affordability, and combating climate change. Well, they don't even believe in that. The sooner
they will when Miami gets flooded.
One more, Dom. The sooner DeSantis and his puppets in the legislature learn that Florida is a democratic republic and not a banana republic, the better it will be for all Floridians. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, keep it brief, fella.
Hey, Paulie.
Great show today. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last two winners of the state Supreme Court, both women, might add, ran ads on your station and won. So that makes Judge Janice a winner, and that's really cool.
Thanks yeah, but there was call. A 2019 election. Lisa Neubauer made one appearance, two appearances. Technically, she came at 3 o'clock on election day. They ran no ads. And she lost by 5,600 votes to Brian Hagedorn. That was 2019. So, you know, let precedent be your guide. Stick around, the Empowered Caregivers at 7. Native Roots Radio. In the meantime, keep it locked. Civic Media. We'll do it for you again on Thursday.
Donald Trump is the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln because he freed this slave. We will not.